Bokhari, sorry Rolling Stone, the Democrats are the party of corporate power now. By Alim Bokhari on May 6, 2021. Liberal and self-described feminist law professor David S. Cohen argues that Republicans are still the party of corporate power, in a column for Rolling Stone. Cohen appears to have missed the political shifts of the past 5 years, which have seen Democrats and mainstream media organizations relentlessly pressure corporations into taking far-left stances, demanding that they involve themselves ever further in contentious political issues. As early as 2017, far-left Vox was declaring corporations the moral voice of America, praising them for joining the left's anti-Trump crusade. Democrats regularly demand banks cut off services to industries they disapprove of, from gun manufacturers to private prisons. Far-left activists play a similar game, demanding credit card companies cut off the so-called far-right. The story is the same with regards to big tech power. At congressional hearings with tech companies, Democrats rarely miss an opportunity to demand Silicon Valley censor even more constitutionally protected speech. Vaccine passports, if they materialize, will be a corporate endeavor, encouraged by the mainstream left and the Biden administration. Corporations pour money into left-wing causes like Black Lives Matter. Most egregiously, corporations are colluding to stop Republicans from passing election integrity measures. On virtually every issue, Democrats and the left are encouraging corporations to wield power and ignore what voters say. The Democrats are the party of corporate power now. As Angelo Codavilla argued in a recent column, the U.S. has descended into oligarchy, with corporate leaders, progressive activists, and Democrats as interchangeable members of the same oligarchic ruling class. These developments appear to have completely escaped the notice of Cohen, who has to reach back to the 70s and 80s to blame Republicans for ushering in the age of corporate power, and praising liberals for their opposition to the same. Since the dawn of capitalism, liberals have been complaining that private companies have too much power, and that they used to harm individuals who are hapless to fight back against concentrated money, Cohen writes, in his column's opening sentence. Maybe they were, half a century ago. But if Cohen believes that any force other than the Democrats and the left are behind today's corporate abuses of power, he's clearly in denial. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.